Alrighty, we are going to go ahead and start our monthly meeting for May 3rd. First, we have the public hearings for the ordinances. I'd like to call the public hearing to order. As explained at our April meeting, the International Codes Council develops model codes and standards used in the design, build, and compliance process to construct safe, sustainable, affordable, and resilient structures. The codes provide minimum safeguards for safety and fire prevention. In 2012, the town adopted the 2012 International Energy Code, Building Code, Existing Building Code, Property Maintenance Code, and Residential Code. In 2017, the town adopted the 2015 International Energy Code, Existing Building Code, Property Maintenance Code, and Residential Code. We are now adopting the updated 2021 versions of all codes. So the first one for the public hearing is ordinance number 2021-01, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Building Code for one and two family dwellings as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and as further amended by this ordinance as the Residential Code of the Town of Fredericksburg and repealing all ordinances inconsistent herewith. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion to open the public hearing for the ordinances.
2020-01?
For 2020-01.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Is there any comment from the public? Okay, seeing none. Can I get a motion to close the public hearing for ordinance number 2021-01?
Make a motion to close the public hearing for 2021-01.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next is ordinance number 2021-02, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Property Maintenance Code as amended by this ordinance as the Property Maintenance Code of the Town of Fredericksburg and repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith. Is there a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2021-02?
I make a motion to open the meeting for ordinance 2021-02.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Is there any public comment for ordinance 2021-02? Okay, hearing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-02?
I make a motion to close the hearing on ordinance 2021-02.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is ordinance 2021-03, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Existing Building Code as amended by this ordinance as the Existing Building Code of the Town of Fredericksburg and repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith. Is there a motion to open the public hearing for ordinance 2021-03?
Make a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2021-03. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Is there any public comment on ordinance number 2021-03? Okay, hearing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance number 2021-03?
I make a motion that we close the public hearing on ordinance number 2021-03.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is ordinance number 2021-04, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg adopting the 2021 edition of the International Building Code as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and is further amended by this ordinance as the Building Code of the Town of Fredericksburg and repealing all ordinances inconsistent herewith. Is there a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2021-04?
Public hearing on ordinance number 2021-04.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Can I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance number 2021-04?
Make a motion to close the public hearing on 2021-04.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Next is ordinance number 2021-05, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg adopting the 2021 edition of the International Energy Conservation Code as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and as further amended by this ordinance as the Energy Conservation Code of the Town of Fettlesburg and repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith. Is there a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 2021-05?
I make a motion that we open the public hearing on ordinance number 2021-05.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Is there any public comment on 2021-05? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-05?
Motion we close the public hearing on 2021-05.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, that closes all of the public hearings. So we will now call the regular monthly meeting to order for May 3rd. Can we have the prayer of invocation? We have Pastor Ray Parsons, please. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Our Father, our God, we thank you tonight once again for this long-awaited in-person meeting. Thank you for our town officials who have been elected to serve us and all the employees, Lord, who have certainly spent many hours this year maneuvering us through unprecedented times. Lord, we know your undeniable presence makes all the difference in the world, so thank you so very much for making yourself known to us tonight. Would you grant wisdom liberally in this meeting? Would your counsel be obvious and evident? And may your direction to each of these hearts and minds that work together prove to be beneficial for all of us who call 21632 home. Thank you, Lord, for the way you blessed this year and kept us through a very troublesome time. And you will continue to, because that's your will for your people. I thank you, Lord, for our mayor, town council, and all the employees. And I ask tonight, Lord, a special favor upon them, their homes, their families, and all those whom they influence. And I ask this in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you very much. Next, we have the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next we have approval of the previous month's minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? And if there are no additions or corrections to the minutes, is there a motion to approve them as distributed?
I make a motion to accept the minutes as distributed from last month.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next was Jeremy Trice, but he could not make it. So do you want to discuss his, do you know what his concern was about?
He said he might come to the workshop, so.
Okay.
I don't know in great detail, so I'd rather not say.
Okay.
I just don't know specifically what he wanted. I'm just generalizing it.
Okay.
For these, yeah. Instead of reading the whole title, you can say, is there a motion to approve 2021-01 as earlier read?
Okay.
For each one.
Okay. So do it when I do it now? Do
yeah,
I read this
say,
for this part and then?
You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Just say on the agenda for.
Okay.
Is ordinance 2021-01, is there a motion to?
Okay. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval for ordinance number 2021-01 as previously read for the 2021 International Building Code adoption. Is there a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-01?
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-01.
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is approval of ordinance number 2021-02, which is the adoption of the 2021 International Property Maintenance Codes, as previously read. Is there a motion to approve ordinance 2021-02?
I make a motion that we approve ordinance 2021-02.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is approval of ordinance number 2021-03, which is the adoption of the 2021 edition of the International Building Code. Is there a motion to approve, as previously read, ordinance number 2021-03?
Make a motion we approve ordinance number 2021-03.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is approval of ordinance number 2021-04, which is the approval of the International Building Code, again, for what was previously read. Is there a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-04?
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-04.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is the approval of ordinance number 2021-05 for the 2021 additional International Energy Conservation Code as previously read. Is there a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-05?
Motion for ordinance 2021-05 be approved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. All right, Larry, you're up next.
Madam Mayor, members of council, the Log Cabin Project is ready to have be considered for action on the 16th of April. We had our bid opening. We had one bidder who was both responsible and qualified, Victor McSorley Construction, Inc. St. Michael's came in at a price, and the itemized budget is there, $38,400. The approved budget is $35,427. We discussed the price differential, and it seems to be, for the most part, the cost of the roof. The contractor comes in about $4,000 over what the 2018 budgeted roof estimate was. So at this point, he and I spoke. He's looking at repricing the roof. We're building material of a 4/8 inch shingle, 1/2 inch shingle compared to a 5/8 of an inch shingle. And we've also got a commitment to donate logs. The budget that was approved came in with fewer log replacements than Mr. McSorley actually priced out the project to be at, and that was based on a site visit. So at a rate of $250 a log, that would be an approximate savings of $1,500 if you can find logs appropriate from the donated group.
Oh, Larry, as far as, sorry for interrupting, but the log cabin, I was up there last week, and there must be at least 100 wood boring bees.
Yes.
You think they're going to be able to help us up there?
We looked at them. Some are worse than others. There's got to be something to keep an eye on, because otherwise you're looking at replacing more than what we've got just by way of damage, the water damage, et cetera, from the logs that need to be replaced. So this gets us through what we've already got budgeted,
okay.
But the cabin's going to need
some DLC,
a lot of it. That's where we are at this point. My recommendation is to direct the staff to award the council, to award the contract, and then direct staff to continue discussion with Mr. McSorley to get his budget under $35,427.
And what was the portion of the grant? Was 20? Oops.
Split 17, whatever.
Oh, it was 50-50?
50-50.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the engineer's looking at putting in another grant deadline in September, and I flatly said no. We've got a 3-year price lag on a budget. That's not going to get less if we wait until September.
Okay, so do you, is there a motion to award the log cabin bid based on the recommendation of staff not to exceed the limit of the grant?
I'll make the motion to award the project to Victor McSorley Construction not to exceed the approved budget.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. So once that gets done, there is the group with the Historical Society and the Lions Club that is all interested in helping with fundraising for that. And there was people on Facebook that were interested in helping with that. So we can give them more information.
Yeah, and once you get the revised budget sheet, if you could send it to me, I'll do a simple contract for a fixed rate to include all of that work.
Okay, next is discussion of the Aquacon access easement.
Yes, so I actually called Bob on the way here to see if he had any insight into the discussion on this, and they want to table this discussion because they believe they found an easement at another existing entrance that they can use. So he just wants to hold off on the discussion for now, and then hopefully by the next meeting, they'll be able to come in with either what they've figured out for another entrance or to make this formal request.
Okay. Next, Larry, discussion on the FY21-2022 operating budget?
Yeah. We're getting closer to being able to move something forward. For tonight, just a couple of things to think about on the capital projects, which are listed to the extent that those capital projects are currently already approved by council. There are three pending water and sewer projects that we haven't heard back from MDE yet. My understanding is that the decision on those may be made soon. They've been discussed by the town engineer most recent meeting, and then there's also the stormwater project at Marina Park, so that one also is sort of tabled for right now. So what we've got in front of you are the projects that are moving forward. Some of them are small, the water potty grant project and waterfront cleanup project, and we get money for those every year, the pretty inconsequential into the big picture of things. Old Denton Road project is obviously going to be the largest project that's going to start, so that's there to be. There's really not much we can do about that anymore now. It's been construction and construction management inspections have only been awarded. The solar panel project is still yet to be determined. What I've got there is a placeholder of $165,000. Still waiting for the contractor to come in with final numbers. There was an email exchange on this between MDE and the town engineering staff just recently. And it follows up last week's two Zoom meetings relative to the scope of work required to do the interconnection. Town engineer is recommending that at a certain point the town just submit to MDE a, as he calls it, a hard change order. If it's more than what we time and been on the list for a while. So that's what the capital projects as they currently stand. Now that can change within the span of the next week or so. So if that's the case, obviously those will come back. As you can see, it's not a robust capital projects schedule for this year, for the upcoming year. We're coming off a pretty robust year, so we'll see what we can do. Also, we haven't heard exactly what the American Rescue Plan guidance says to upon allowable projects. Again, and that should be in the next week as well, but we don't have that in hand just yet. Otherwise, a couple of things on the property, I'm sorry, on the revenue enhancement side. Staff is not recommending an increase or a decrease to the tax rate. One-time revenues are still out there, the sale of 115 West 17 North Main Street, and the sale of cell tower leases. If they're not, they should at least be considered this year, if not necessarily pursued, and reviewed annually with the goal of replenishing the depleted fund balance reserves. And again, we're at about 18 days of fund balance reserve. We should be at about 60 days of fund balance reserve, and have been that and more than that in the past. So those are the one-time revenue side. If there's any questions in specific about anything in the line items, the biggest issue on the line items are both identified as page 4 of 12, followed up by page 1 of 1, and that's relative to outsourcing trash collection. The town outsources trash collection. The current outsource provider has updated two options. One is what's on page 4 of 12, which is a $6,100 a month with the town paying the landfill. So that's why you see we've got the entire garbage there at $74,000 and then the landfill charge at $90,000. Treasurer's actually gone back and done about 3 years, 3 or 4 years worth of actuals on a landfill charge to kind of get them as good an estimate as we can get there. People have been making more garbage the last year, so we've upped it from $80,000 to $90,000. And then option number two is on page 101. That comes to $15,765 a month, which includes the contractor paying for the landfill. $9,200, which you'll notice is the difference between option one and option two is not insignificant. If the hauler picks up the trash and the town pays the landfill charge, that's still about $25,000 that less than the hauler doing both. So I'll leave those out there as potential options. If the town stays in the trash business, this has been discussed and brought to council in the past. We can either tough out another year of only doing repairs on the truck, or we can look for a year of getting a new trash truck business, which would be, again, about a $325,000 ballpark expenditure, $50,000 grant from USDA, the rest in a loan. So depending on the terms of that loan, over 6 years, roughly $48,000, $49,000 a year to make up the difference at a 2% increase, 2.5% interest. So that's what we've got. I can also provide, it was in the audit report, the long-term debt, and we've at least retired this year some long-term debt on the dump truck. So that's a $9,100 payment that we don't need to make anymore. It frees up some debt space. It doesn't free up. Not paying for a dump truck doesn't make up paying for a trash truck. So I'll just put that out there. Again, on the revenue side, that's on the trash side. On the revenue side, we all know the pending building projects, development projects, and maybe they happen this fiscal year, maybe they happen some other fiscal year, maybe they never happen. If they happen, it's not going to be an insignificant amount of revenue coming to the town, but I can't approximate that.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, so I have questions on the trash. So the price difference, he's charging us it's approximately $115,000 over for him to do the landfill fees. but we still have to do bulk trash, which means we will still pay landfill fees.
Correct.
Okay.
But
so
that's insignificant in the big picture of the weekly trash collection.
Right. So the question is that, I mean, he's obviously charging more than what we were charging for the landfill fees. But I guess the question is there a way that we can monitor and tag people that are violating the trash policies and throwing bricks and cement and all kinds of stuff in the trash cans?
One advantage that the hauler got when he uses this hauler is that he still uses garbage men on the back of his truck to see things coming out of the can. Our truck does not do that. I mean, it's got a camera, but I don't know. I can't say how much is observed falling from trash contents of a trash can into the bin with our driver paying attention to it. And then even then, there's kind of a longstanding understanding, which doesn't have to be a permanent understanding, that the driver never leaves the vehicle. Well, these things that shouldn't be in a trash can falling out of the trash can, I'm not exactly sure what he's supposed to do at that point. You can't put it back in the can and roll it to the curb. At that point, it's already in the dumpster.
Right. So can we issue them fines for illegal dumping?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to start doing something.
Yeah, I mean, now we'll have to look at what the town code says as far as trash, and if it's clearly stated within there what can be rubbish or thrown away and what can't, and
well,
then what the infraction is.
The last time he picked it up, he stated that there was all kinds of stuff being dumped out of there and people were violating it left and right.
Yeah.
The question is, does he care or not care? You know, if he's doing it because he's paying the dump fees.
Yeah, my expectation is he's paying higher dump fees than we are as well. And I don't know why that is, but that's my expectation. That makes up to that $20,000 difference.
So is what we're charging existing rates now on trash, will it cover this?
It'll cover option one. It's debatable whether it covers option two.
Okay.
Now, option two, you have zero in for landfill charges.
Correct. Hauler's covering that.
Right, but we will have landfill charges for bulk pickup.
Right. But again, it's relatively speaking, a few thousand dollars. It's not the end of the world. The bulk
for the whole year, for everything we take, it's only a few thousand dollars on the bulk?
Yeah.
I don't know
Okay. I mean, that just sounds...
I know we got the year-to-date somewhere here.
That we pay for what we pay for just bulk, not...
Right.
It doesn't include town trash either, because we would still pick up town trash too. The trail, the cans downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not astronomical.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we did look that up. It was like $3,000 or $4,000,
right.
I think.
Okay.
That was what we pay in bulk trash.
Right.
Okay.
That's what.
So then we would pay bulk trash fees. If we went with option two, we're still paying bulk trash fees for some things.
Yes.
And the dump fee for the town trash.
Yeah, the majority goes into a dumpster. And then they have the dumpster dumped
okay.
in a couple months.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And how much notice does he need to start?
He claims he can start July 1. I don't think he can. Because part of it's also going to be rerouting the collection from Tuesday to Thursday. And for our residents, I don't think they need. I think they'll need a significant amount of time to get used to doing that. We can do what we can do to get the message out, which is what we would do during our normal channels, but there are still going to be people who miss it. And then it's the question of our truck. What do we do with our truck? And at a certain point, our truck's not worth putting more money into it. His truck that he uses on when he comes and does his town service has a smaller capacity than our truck. So part of his landfill fees, it does not be the tipping fee, it may be the travel back and forth to the dump. Because I know he needs to make more trips than we would with our truck.
So he's planning on doing it Thursday?
Correct.
So going to be a smaller truck, more trips to the landfill. He's not going to get done in one day.
Well, likely not. We can't get it done in one day. We've got to divide it up for two total behind the walls into his form.
That's
the best
answer. Can do
what?
Larry, what was the name of the trash service that bid?
Mid-Shore
Brown Mill.
And this is using our current trash cans?
Yes, that sweeps the current cans. Now, again, all the time, they got the wear and tear, they have to still make these replacements
right.
in our cans, but it doesn't get into a smaller coat, it doesn't get into a larger one, you know, to buy out the change, et cetera.
Right.
So does this trash have an arm?
Bless you.
No. It's
so the people will manually, the guys are manually dumping it.
Correct.
They're on the table.
Bless you.
That's how they see what goes in the bin.
Okay.
That's how they can tell what's in
there. Right, because they're watching it dump out of the, and they know how heavy it is.
I still think you might have a hard time making any kind of fees or fines rather stick, because it would, even though they're visually seeing it, I mean, it's the homeowner's word against the employee's word. And if he says, that wasn't mine, you know, unless he's clicking a camera or something,
how
do you really prove that?
Well, if there is video, I mean, if they have a video on the truck like we do, you know, they've watched stuff dump out of our trucks into the thing, so.
I can't speak. I'm sure there's a case law somewhere about, I just use it to be my responsibility where I put my can at the curb.
Generally see anybody walking down with cinder blocks on the street yet, but who knows? There's always,
know.
Never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my trash can's so heavy. Now I know why. Okay. Thanks, Larry. Does anybody else have any other questions?
I had maybe this was brought up before and I didn't remember it, but on this, the proposed operating budget, workman's comp almost in all the different categories is like drastically reduced.
Yes.
Why is that?
Our rates went down about $12,000 this year.
Okay. I mean, because it was like minuscule compared to what we've been paying.
Mom is based on previous 3 years, and knock on wood, praise the Lord, we've had.
Great. No, that's great news.
Yeah, they come down dramatically. So it dropped like $10,000 last year, and it dropped another $12,000 this year.
Okay, great.
So the other thing we should check also is that we are getting it for the school board is healthcare rates have dropped because nobody used their doctors last year, mm-hmm. and we get two healthcare premium holidays in June for employees that we don't have to pay because they've dropped the rates.
Okay.
We should check on that to make sure that we are getting our rebates back from the healthcare, like everybody else's. Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions?
I do have one. Larry, you got, I guess, Christy's salary going up 14%.
Correct. She moved up three steps on the
That's
scale.
Based off of the scale?
Correct.
All right.
Combination of performance and experience. I think she's been undervalued. And again, when you put people on the table for the first time, not everybody's going to be in the right place.
And just a big percentage jump. I mean, that's what I was asking.
So lunch is on or dinner's on?
Domino's.
Delivery. You do need to establish the tax rate at least tonight, correct? Yeah. We have to, because the state sets constant yield, we have to draft an advertisement to exceed constant yield, which I think our tax rate from last year does, and send it into the state for them to review and approve before it's advertised separately in the paper from the budget.
So do we need a motion to move forward with that?
Yes, to set the tax rate of, what is the
88 cents.
88 cents.
And personal property at 165, please.
Is that one motion or two?
One. So you need a motion to set the tax rate at 88 cents and then...
And personal property.
And personal property at $1.65.
Yes, ma'am.
And the 88 is holding what we had last year. It's just mm-hmm. constant yield. It should come in at...
And I think it's only right? a penny or...
Yeah, I was going to say a penny or less.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we... Are we setting it? Is that what I'm making a motion to do?
Mm-hmm.
To set the tax rate at 88 cents and the personal property rate at $1.65.
So with that motion, you will also have a public hearing at your June 7th meeting. I should have added that, sorry. Don't you love public hearings?
So was he rolling that into the same motion?
Yes.
The motion to set the tax. So the motion on the floor is to set the tax rate at 88 cents and then personal property at $1.65 with a
June 7th
public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Anything else you want to toss in here?
Nope. I do have something unrelated.
Okay, go ahead.
I am pregnant.
Yay! Congratulations!
So I'm...
Now we know what was on that ad.
It's too hot in there for that.
You're so red.
I know. Whatever. It happens. So I will be out most likely just for your September meetings. Kurt in my office will be available.
Okay.
I can bring him to meet you all if you want.
Bring the judge back.
I can try. I've been trying. But it should go pretty smoothly.
Yeah,
you guys are
exciting.
Usually, yeah. Hopefully, I mean, aside from the election, not entirely busy in September, but we'll see.
Well, congratulations.
Yay.
It's a boy. Another boy, yeah.
You know, I have five boys, so.
You do?
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't get a girl. Oh, no. Were you trying for a girl?
Wow.
But her quiver was full after that.
Yeah. You have twins?
The last two were twins.
Oh. I couldn't do it.
So stop at three.
Right. Shoo.
All right. Well, on that, following that good news, that's tough. That's tough news to follow.
Right.
We have mayor and council action items. So, can you guys top Lindsay's news?
Anyone else excited?
Not a
touch.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Councilman Sewell.
I just wanted to thank our town manager. I feel like you have really kept us in the loop here lately, and I appreciate that. And that capital budgets project report was really very, very helpful. I think it was the first time I've ever seen it really laid out like that. It was extremely helpful. So thank you for all that you're doing to get us up and running.
Is that it?
Yep.
Next, Councilman Phillips.
No action items, but going back to the budget right quick. Just to clarify one thing for me, you're expecting the log cabin be done before the new budget?
Hope so.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I noticed it wasn't in the budget, so I assumed you were hoping it was going to be done. That's why you did it that way.
If I can comment. twice in a week, yes, last week, I had people talk to me about, have to understand price of building materials is going up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the more research I do on cedar shake roofs, I can't guarantee anybody's going to get the materials at the time they want to.
Right.
Exactly.
And we asked for it. Just saying.
So
I would put vinyl siding. The preservationists might not be happy. But it would be easier to get it done. So,
and
at least you got a professional. Of everybody you could get, I think you got the best contract for work on this project. So.
And if it doesn't, that money can just carry over
We'll have to move it. That's when we do the last
right.
The last meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still there to cover one way or the other.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say hopefully the same thing with the solar panel, but 6 to 8 weeks just land and be on that now. So that
already takes us into July.
I'm sure we were told that could be done in like a month.
Was that a couple of years ago?
You were having a ribbon cutting like 2 years ago.
But anyway, the American flag, did it get fixed today?
I was told it was going to be. I haven't looked.
It's an American flag.
No, it's a new one, but the wind over the weekend did a number on
it. Again.
Keith probably used it today, but
okay.
I don't know. I haven't been.
Because I noticed that like one day last week is either wasn't there, it was all ripped up. Then there was a new flag there, and then the wind over the weekend did a number again. So,
yeah.
But all right, that's all.
Thank you, Councilman Marine.
Is the solar panel ours or is it still Scott's?
I believe it's still Scott's.
Well, then let Scott cut the grass for now. I'm serious. If it's still his project, that's his responsibility. That's not the town's problem.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. We've been advised not to close the contract, correct?
Yeah, we're not closing the contract until...
Well, then he's in charge of it. Why should we have to pay our employees if he still owns the project?
I cut the grass and flies.
Well, that's nice. I did a triangle.
Triangle needs to be done again. Just saying.
I was gone.
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying it needs to be done.
I pretty much try to keep that cut, that and the old water kind of process.
Thank you. Councilman Marine.
Yes.
Councilman
Hoffman.
Anything else?
Nope.
I do want to say thank you to everybody that helped. Ed, thanks for coming up and helping with Chambers Park, and thanks to the Lions Club for doing cleanup up there.
Mm-hmm.
We got grass cut. We appreciate your help.
And I come back Sunday and picked up all those limbs on the other side.
Oh,
did you really?
Thank you very much.
That was very nice of you.
You'll be a member of the Lions Club?
You're the only one who isn't.
You get to eat twice a month. Good food.
You got paid for it.
Well, that's true. It's cheap meal, though. You have good company. The wall at the railroad bridge. Walked this morning. Still clean.
Keep it up here.
No, I'm going to keep checking on it. The only thing I have noticed is there's lots of people out and about down at the marina, and there seems to be a little extra trash. I don't know why people can't walk 50 feet to put the trash in the trash can at the basketball court. It seems like they just clean their cars out right there on that little corner. So I don't know if we can stick a can there to try to see if we can get them to put their trash there. But I have noticed that's where it seems, that corner seems to be a collection spot for trash.
Up here at Chambers Park the other day, they got the picnic tables, and the trash can is about 100 feet away.
I know. I think this is because of where they chained it to, because they chained the trash can down. So I agree, it should be moved closer to where the picnic tables are, because, you know, people don't like to walk or throw their trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's easier that way. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if there's something else they can chain it to, so that it's not sitting where people eat, but at least it's not as far over by the log cabin.
There used to be a trash can on the east side of the bridge also. What happened to that?
I don't know, but I did ask.
Because we asked about it. I thought you brought it up, or somebody brought it up in a meeting. And I was walking the dog the other day and would have loved to have one right about there, not carrying a poop bag all the way through town. But
I called, and Ms. Barber said we could put one there. I thought I had sent Steve a message to put. We have one of those other ones when we replaced the ones on Main Street. We have one or two, or the nice wooden one, something that nobody could steal. We have one we can stick there. I called and asked Miss Barbara, and she said we could put one on that corner.
I'm sure she would appreciate it. They at least get half the trash out of her field that people can make in that can anyway.
I had sent Steve an email and asked him to put one there, and then we also need to check on the one for where Ed walked back behind the Napa. that circle. Mm-hmm. So we have three places where we can check.
They put it at behind the Zion Church.
Oh, perfect. There you go. Okay, good.
Middle way of the circle.
Okay.
Good.
Perfect. Okay, so that was good.
One McDonald bag in there. That's all it.
Good. That's all right. It's one less that's in the river. So then we just have the other two. Okay. Great. Does anybody have anything else for the good of the order? Oh, yep.
Are the chicken barbecues always the second Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
Are the Lions Club sandwich sales always the fourth Friday?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yep.
Up until July.
Yeah.
For who, both?
No.
For Lions.
Lions Club
only through July. We usually take August off and we'll start back up in September.
Because it's too hot, and I think the Historical Society tends to do one in August, and we'll have to do one the same month they do. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Since nobody has anything else, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? He's two in the back. Gabbing. I know. You guys, we just signed you up for all kinds of stuff.
Go ahead.
Babysit.
Okay, well, see you later.
Thanks, bye.